and welcome to your GCSE Physics Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here, because today we are diving into one of the most important topics in the entire physics specification, electric circuits. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel or OCR, this topic comes up every single year, and the good news is, once you truly understand it, it's one of the most mark-friendly topics on the paper. So grab a pen, maybe a cup of tea, and let's get into it. Let's start with the absolute basics. What actually is electric current? Current is the rate of flow of charge. That's it. Charge, tiny electrons, moving around a circuit. We measure current in amperes or amps, and we use the letter I for it. The formula you need is I equals delta Q divided by delta T. In plain English, current equals the amount of charge that passes a point divided by the time it takes. So if 10 coulombs of charge flow past a point in 5 seconds, the current is 2 amps. Simple. Now, what makes those charges move? That's where potential difference comes in, also called voltage. Potential difference is the energy transferred per unit of charge. The formula is V equals W divided by Q. Voltage equals work done divided by charge. Think of it like this. The battery is like a pump pushing water around a pipe. The potential difference is the pressure the pump creates. The higher the voltage, the more energy each coulomb of charge carries around the circuit. And then we have resistance. Resistance is the opposition to current flow. It's measured in ohms using the Greek letter omega. The formula is R equals V divided by I. Resistance equals voltage divided by current. This brings us to Ohm's law, which states that for a conductor at constant temperature, the current through it is directly proportional to the potential difference across it. In other words, if you double the voltage, you double the current, as long as the temperature stays the same. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Not all components obey Ohm's law, and examiners absolutely love testing this. Let's talk about IV graphs. That's current on the y-axis, voltage on the x-axis. For an ohmic resistor, a standard resistor at constant temperature, the IV graph is a straight line through the origin. Beautiful and simple. The gradient of that line is 1 over the resistance. For a filament bulb, the graph is a curve that gets less steep as voltage increases. Why? Because as current flows through the tungsten filament, it heats up. And as temperature increases, resistance increases. So the bulb is non-ohmic. Its resistance changes with temperature. For a thermistor, the resistance decreases as temperature increases. So as you heat it up, more current flows. This makes thermistors incredibly useful in temperature sensors. Think of the thermostat in your home heating system. And for a diode, this one is fascinating. A diode only allows current to flow in one direction. In the forward direction, once you reach the threshold voltage, about 0.7 volts, current shoots up rapidly. In the reverse direction, almost no current flows at all. Diodes are used in rectifiers to convert alternating current to direct current. Right, let's talk about series and parallel circuits, because this is where a lot of candidates lose marks. In a series circuit, all components are connected in a single loop. The current is the same everywhere in the circuit. There's only one path for it to flow. The voltages across each component add up to the supply voltage, and the total resistance is simply the sum of all individual resistances. R total equals R1 plus R2 plus R3, and so on. In a parallel circuit, components are connected in separate branches. Here, the voltage across each branch is the same, equal to the supply voltage, but the current splits between the branches. The total current equals the sum of the branch currents. And here's the formula for total resistance in parallel. 1 over R total equals 1 over R1 plus 1 over R2, and so on. Notice that adding more resistors in parallel actually decreases the total resistance. That's why your house is wired in parallel, so each appliance gets the full mains voltage, yet you can switch them on and off independently.
Now, let's cover power and energy, because these formulas come up constantly. Power is the rate of energy transfer. P equals V times I. But we can also write it as P equals I squared times R, or P equals V squared divided by R. All three are equivalent. You derive them by substituting Ohm's law. the energy transferred is W equals V times I times T, where T is time in seconds. A quick example. A kettle operates at 230 volts and draws a current of 10 amps. Its power is 230 times 10, which is 2,300 watts, or 2.3 kilowatts. If it runs for 3 minutes, that's 180 seconds, the energy transferred is 2,300 times 180, which equals 414,000 joules, or 414 kilojoules. Let's talk about resistivity, which is a higher tier concept. Resistivity tells us how much a material inherently resists the flow of current, regardless of its shape or size. The formula is R equals rho times L divided by A, where rho is resistivity in ohm meters, L is the length of the conductor in meters, and A is the cross-sectional area in meters squared. A longer wire has more resistance. A thicker wire has less resistance. And different materials have different resistivities. Copper has a very low resistivity, which is why it's used for wiring. There's also a beautiful microscopic model. I equals N times Q times V times A, where N is the number density of charge carriers. Q is the charge on each carrier, V is the drift velocity, and A is the cross-sectional area. This tells us that current depends on how many charge carriers there are, how fast they move, and how big the wire is. Now, a really important distinction that trips up so many candidates: the difference between EMF and terminal potential difference. EMF, electromotive force, is the total energy supplied by the source per unit of charge. It's the voltage you'd measure across the battery terminals when no current is flowing. Terminal potential difference is the voltage across the battery when current flows. It's always less than the EMF, because some energy is lost inside the battery itself due to the battery's internal resistance. The formula is terminal PD equals EMF minus I times R, where R is the internal resistance. So if a battery has an EMF of 6 volts and an internal resistance of 0.5 ohms, and it's supplying a current of 2 amps, the terminal PD is 6 minus 2 times 0.5, which equals 5 volts. 1 volt is lost internally. Okay, let's move into exam tips and common mistakes. This is where you can really pick up or lose marks. Mistake number 1, confusing EMF with terminal potential difference. Remember, EMF is what the battery can supply. Terminal PD is what it actually delivers when current flows. They are only equal when no current is flowing. Mistake number 2, applying Ohm's law to non-ohmic components. Ohm's law only applies to ohmic conductors at constant temperature. If the question gives you a filament bulb or a diode, do not assume resistance is constant. Mistake number 3, getting the parallel resistance formula wrong. So many candidates write R total equals R1 plus R2 for parallel circuits. That's the series formula. For parallel, it's 1 over R total equals 1 over R1 plus 1 over R2. And don't forget to take the reciprocal at the end to find R total. Mistake number 4, forgetting units. Resistivity must be in ohm meters. Cross-sectional area must be in meters squared. If the question gives you millimeters, convert first. Examiners will not award the final mark if units are wrong or missing. Mistake number 5, misreading IV graphs. When the gradient decreases on an IV graph, resistance is increasing, because resistance equals voltage divided by current, and if current is rising more slowly than voltage, resistance is going up. Right, let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a moment to think, then give the answer. Question 1. What is the formula for current? I equals delta Q divided by delta T. Current equals charge divided by time. Question 2. In a parallel circuit, what happens to the total resistance as you add more resistors? It decreases. Adding more parallel paths gives charge more routes to flow, reducing overall resistance. Question 3. What shape is the IV graph for an ohmic resistor? A straight line through the origin. Question 4. What is the difference between EMF and terminal potential difference? EMF is the total energy per unit charge supplied by the source. Terminal PD is the voltage across the terminals when current flows. It's less than EMF due to internal resistance. Question 5. Write down all three forms of the power formula. P equals V times I, P equals I squared times R, P equals V squared divided by R. Brilliant. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the key things to take away from today. Number 1, current is the rate of flow of charge, I equals Q divided by T. Potential difference is energy per unit charge, V equals W divided by Q. Resistance opposes current, R equals V divided by I. Number 2, Ohm's law applies only to ohmic conductors at constant temperature. Always check whether a component is ohmic before applying it. Number 3, in series circuits, current is the same, voltages add up, resistances add up. In parallel circuits, voltage is the same, currents add up. Use the reciprocal formula for resistance. Number 4, the three power formulas are P equals VI, P equals I squared R, and P equals V squared over R. Learn all three. Number 5, EMF is not the same as terminal potential difference. Internal resistance causes a voltage drop inside the battery. And number 6, for resistivity, remember R equals rho L over A, and make sure your units are correct. Ohm meters for resistivity, meters squared for area. That's it for today's episode. You've covered current, potential difference, resistance, Ohm's law, IV characteristics, series and parallel circuits, power, energy, resistivity, and EMF. That is a huge amount of content, and you should feel really proud for working through it. Keep practicing those calculations, draw those circuit diagrams, and remember, every mark you understand is a mark you can earn. You've got this. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.